You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, college comes with a lot of costs beyond tuition. One that can add up quickly is textbooks. A new pilot program at UW-Eau Claire is looking to help students save money by working with professors to use free open source materials in their classes this summer. And UW-Milwaukee started a similar initiative in 2016. Two of the people behind these open source projects join us now. Jill Markgraf is Director of Libraries at UW-Eau Claire. Jill, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And Diane Reddy is Professor of Psychology and Director of the Center for Excellence in Teaching and Learning at UW-Milwaukee. Diane, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, Diane, can you talk about the origins of your project from back in 2016? What led you to try to seek out these open source projects?
The origin is actually all about the students. It's about creating equity for the students. So often we knew that some of our students were unable to purchase the resources that they needed in a course, such as the required textbook, and we wanted to do something about that. So that was our origin, to make sure that students have the resources that they need. Students may be economically disadvantaged. They may have many circumstances why they are unable to purchase a textbook, and they're concerned about their grade, but they want to, have that resource, but they can't. So that's why we started out.
And Jill, this is the second summer semester with this program. Could you talk about how it is working using open sources for these selected classes at UW-Eau Claire?
Sure. So we started a pilot project last summer where we incentivized some faculty to incorporate open educational resources into their course design over the summer, and then to offer those courses in the fall, then we could assess their experience and their students' experience with using those resources. It was very successful, so we're going to be offering it again this coming summer. Among some of the things that the students really responded to with this project were they found that the OER resources were much more engaging and relevant and timely and than some of the textbooks they had used in the past. And of course, they appreciated the fact that they weren't paying for them.
And Diane, talk about, I picture buying a big textbook or maybe some smaller books. Nowadays, I imagine we're purchasing electronic books for our classes, electronic textbooks. What do the open source materials look like? What kind of things do we end up with in a class?
We end up with a textbook and digital resources that are of very high quality. I had a textbook that cost $170 before I switched to open educational resources. And students enjoy the digital textbook. They don't have an access code, which is so important today because so many students during this COVID situation have unreliable home internet. So they don't need an access code. They can get to these materials, and they can download it on their computer oftentimes, and that's very useful.
And Jill, can you talk about, Diane, can you talk about the reliability of these open source textbooks? How do we know we're getting stuff that's reliable in the same way that the textbooks we usually use are?
That's a good question, and I think it points to the reason that some campuses, some instructors have been reluctant to adopt OER, as we call them. But they really run the gamut. There's a lot out there. In the early days, there wasn't as much. And I think some instructors had bad experiences and were concerned about the quality. But now with the proliferation of open content out there, there's some really excellent quality materials. But the hard part is finding it and finding the good stuff. And as a part of our project at UW-Eau Claire, that's where the library faculty came in. Their expertise really in helping locate reliable materials. So it was a project that had librarians partnering with instructors and with instructional designers.
Talking to Jill Margraf, Director of Libraries at UW-Eau Claire, and Diane Reddy from UW-Milwaukee, Professor of Psychology there and Director of the Center for Excellence in Teaching and Learning, talking about ongoing pilot projects to use open source material in some classes to save students a lot of money on textbooks for those classes. Diane, you've been at this for a while now. Can you talk about how the availability of these good and hopefully good quality sources has changed over that time?
Well, it actually has increased steadily in terms of quality. In the very beginning, I'd agree with Jill that, you know, it depended on the resource that you were using, but they really are of high quality. And it's just a different funding model. Originally, you know, people made textbooks and then they're going to sell them. Well, now the authors are basically the same people, the same faculty as I am, who are authoring the textbooks, but they're paid up front by a grant, a foundation, to produce that high-quality resource. And they also go through the exact same peer review. And they wouldn't last, just like a commercial textbook doesn't last. People don't buy it. People wouldn't be using it. So in my disciplinary area, there are many options and they're high quality. And it has an impact for the students, that's for sure. In terms of having that resource in your hands on the very first day of class, that sets you up for success. And also, the data is there to show, also related to quality, that it has an impact not only on student engagement, as Jill noted, but also then on their success in the course, their academic success. We systematically examine this. Not only is there published studies out there that show this, that the learning is equivalent, at least equivalent, but also on our own campus at UWM, when we compared students who had the open textbook with the same instructors teaching, you know, in the past with the commercial textbook, there was earlier engagement because they had the resource and greater success. So it's been a great situation at UWM with 18,981 students impacted and saving students $2.3 million in savings that would have been spent on commercial textbooks.
Jill, at UW-Eau Claire, you've done some piloting on this. Are you looking to expand the use of these open educational resources in the future?
Well, we certainly hope so. You know, based on the positive response to our pilot, there's interest again in doing it again in the summer. We really do rely on faculty talking to each other and encouraging them to do it. But one thing we realize, in order to expand the program even further beyond an individual faculty member here or there, that we have to be committed to the adoption of OER as an institution. If you think about one of the challenges is that traditional textbook publishers make it really, really easy for faculty to use their textbooks. You know, they market directly to faculty. They package things really nicely in a way that saves faculty a lot of time. And we know that it takes time to make the transition to OER and to update them, to revise them, to incorporate them into your course. And that was part of our project, was recognizing that it would take additional effort from our faculty. So could we incentivize them to make that effort to the advantage of their students? So that's what we're hoping. And we also recognize that faculty they're busy people. They have to make priorities, and they are expected to publish, to engage in scholarship, to engage in service, heavy teaching loads. And so in order to have them prioritize adopting OER, we need to value that activity in the tenure and review process. So I think in order to move forward, we're going to have to take it to that next level.
And Diane, just in our last half minute or so, are you starting to get faculty now coming to you saying, yeah, I want to do this too?
Absolutely, because the word is out. And I think that faculty care and they want to support students. and they're willing to invest that effort, particularly if there is an incentive or recognition for that effort that they are putting in to make these resources for their students or adopt the resources for their students.
We'll leave it there. Diane, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Jill, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Jill Markgraf is Director of Libraries at UW-Eau Claire. Diane Reddy, Professor of Psychology and Director of the Center for Excellence in Teaching and Learning at UW-Milwaukee, looking at the use of open source class materials in some classes to help students save on textbooks.